I reach forward to touch the scarlet stone. The moment my fingers press against the icy surface, something clicks within my mind. As if guided by an invisible force, my hands begin moving of their own accord, lifting the occult object from its container and placing it upon a small stone at Soren's feet. I remove my shirt and toss it aside, clothing suddenly feeling oppressively restrictive. Opening the burlap bag, I begin emptying the contents. Exotic herbs spill onto the desert floor as my hand sorts them with a mind of its own. I have no idea what these foreign dried plants are, but somehow, I feel compelled to arrange them in a circular pattern around the necklace. It's an empowering feeling. I let go of my concerns and let this shadowy side of myself assume total control. My body courses with a sort of new, foreign excitement. The thought of being useful to Soren, of doing his bidding, sends spasms of exhilaration shivering down my spine. My mouth opens, and from my lips, strange words begin to slither forth, a language I do not know or understand, but nonetheless feel compelled to utter. My exotic chant loudens as Soren smiles encouragingly, watching me give in completely to this esoteric force. So distracted by the odd sensation, I only just now notice the engorged erection in my pants. It's like a switch has suddenly been flipped. I'm frighteningly aroused. God damn, is this part of the spell? Either way, I need to get these clothes off now. I frantically stand and strip naked, continuing to recite the incantation while Soren leans back, observing with a look of calm amusement. Back on my knees in the sand, I begin slowly massaging the tender underside of my cock. Damn, I can't get enough. It feels even better than usual. I can't even think about anything else. Just my cock and the necklace. Good. Feel the dark lust flow through your body. Soren's deep voice feels so far away as I slip further into a trance. Let it consume your mind. Surrender yourself to it. A sloppy, pleasured groan is the only reply I can give before resuming my ominous song. With every stroke, you become less human, more subservient. Your power is born from your thirst for my cock. Let this desire devour your soul. He's right. Images of our first night together rapidly flash through my mind. The way I willingly surrendered to his dominance, shamefully kissing the soft head of his beautiful cock, making passionate love to it with my lips. The way he broke me, seeding my body with this black energy that now festers and grows within. It's undeniable we're connected on an accursed spiritual level, and the bond is only strengthening as I exercise this power. I cease chanting. Something deep inside me knows to stop. Guided by this influence, I get on my hands and knees, arch my back submissively, and gaze up toward my master. The warm wind caresses my bare ass as the blood glass begins emitting a faint crimson glow. A spark erupts from the stone, setting the dried herbs ablaze and forcing heavy smoke into my lungs. I know what must be done next. Lifting the necklace from the circle of flames, I place it around my neck. Hanging heavily, the gem still radiates an ethereal light. The dark energy within me indicates my part in the ritual has finished, and I look up again towards Soren for guidance. Well done. His delicious praise oozes into my ears, filling me to the brim with satisfaction. Now I shall perform the final rites. Soren moves to kneel behind me, grasping each of my ass cheeks in his strong hands. An icy chill ripples over my skin. I'm ready to do whatever he requires.